This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Russian forces have made progress in the crucial frontline city of Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
In muddy fields and dugouts near Bakhmut, Ukrainian forces fire a powerful howitzer 2S1 towards Russian positions. Ukrainian paratrooper Mikhail tells the AP, it's hard to defend the Bakhmut stronghold because a lot of enemy forces are concentrated here. And also the weather is not allowing us to use vehicles. It's too muddy. Britain's Defence Ministry has said that units from the Russian-controlled Wagner Group have captured most of eastern Bakhmut. But the UK warns that Russia's assault will be difficult to sustain without further harsh losses. I'm Karen Chamas.
Iran and Saudi Arabia have agreed to re-establish diplomatic relations and reopen embassies after years of tensions, VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The two countries released a joint communique about the deal that was negotiated with China. The development represents a diplomatic achievement for Beijing amid its ceremonial National People's Congress this week. Shortly after the Iranian announcement, Saudi state media began publishing the same statement. Tensions have been running high between Iran and Saudi Arabia. The kingdom broke off its ties with Iran in 2016 after protesters invaded Saudi diplomatic posts there. Saudi Arabia had executed a prominent Shiite cleric days earlier, triggering the demonstrations. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A bomb blast tore through a Shiite cultural center in Afghanistan's northern Balkh province Saturday, killing a security guard and wounding at least eight people. A local police spokesman told VOA the blast had targeted a ceremony honoring the Afghan media in the provincial capital, Mazar al-Sharif. This is VOA News. More than 1,000 migrants were brought ashore to southern Italy on Saturday after Coast Guards launched major rescue operations for three boats struggling in rough seas off Calabria. Yemen's warring sides began talks Saturday aimed at implementing a UN brokered deal on a prisoner exchange, the United Nations said. The discussions between Yemen's internationally recognized government and the Houthi rebels are taking place in Switzerland. They are co-chaired by the UN envoy for Yemen, Hans Grundberg, and the International Committee of the Red Cross. The BBC was forced to scrap much of its weekend sports programming as it scrambled Saturday to stem an escalating crisis over its suspension of soccer host Gary Lineker for comments criticizing the British government's new asylum policy. Colombia's president has vowed to negotiate peace or surrender deals with rebels and crime gangs and to fully implement a previous accord with the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia signed in 2016. He has made some progress, VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Colombia's government and the left-wing ELN guerrilla group took the first steps toward a bilateral temporary ceasefire, according to the heads of their delegations at peace talks on Friday, as they closed their second cycle of negotiations in Mexico City. The ELN is Colombia's oldest remaining rebel group, and talks are the cornerstone of efforts by leftist President Gustavo Petro, himself once a member of the now demobilized M19 insurgents, to bring total peace to Colombia. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Quake swarms at neighboring volcanoes in the U.S. state of Alaska are raising concerns. In an interview, geophysicist John Power at the U.S. Geological Survey's Alaska Volcano Observatory says there is a history of quake activity at the same location.
We did have a smaller, less energetic earthquake swarm in 2005 that affected both these volcanic centers, and right now we're watching the situation just as closely as we can to try and determine what might be going on here.
And in news about the Oscar Awards, which take place tomorrow, actress Michelle Yeoh battles her way through a multiverse. Actress Angela Bassett leads a grieving nation at war, and actress Cate Blanchett deviously manipulates members of a world-class orchestra. Stories led by female actors fill the list of movies vying for Academy Awards on Sunday, reflecting gains in an industry that has long relegated women to secondary roles. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.